With a look at Radio K-Man's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Legislative Assembly wrapped up on Friday after lawmakers approved supplemental appropriations to government's budget for the years 2018 and 2019. Finance Minister the Honourable Roy McTaggart tabled the report.
The committee started its meetings on Wednesday the 29th of July 2020, and its last meeting was held this afternoon. This afternoon's meeting was not publicly broadcast simply because the meeting merely involved the committee's review of its report and minutes that were prepared by the clerk of the Legislative Assembly.
A supplementary appropriation is a situation where Cabinet can incur executive expenses for a financial year. For 2018, this included a $440,000 to the Premier's office for things like developing and coordinating government policy, advice and assistance in broadcasting public information and on-air programs. $635,000 went to Minister of Employment and Border Control for services for irregular migrants. There were also some shuffling of funds across several ministries, ranging from a $1.75 million allotment for strategic tourism, regional and core air services to the suspension of $2.5 million for major roadworks. Similar measures were also discussed for the 2019 supplemental appropriations. In other local news, forecasters expect it to stay wet in the coming months. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has more from the National Weather Service's Climate All-in-One Bulletin.
Traditionally, August to October usually sees between 20 and 26 inches of rain. The outlook calls for a 50% probability of above normal rainfall. Historically, during this period, there are 34 to 46 wet days. The forecast indicates the same for the next 3 months. Between 4 and 7 wet spells are expected to occur between August and October. The forecast indicates that the number of extreme wet spells might be up to 2. Looking at temperature, in April through June, the average temp was 84 degrees Fahrenheit, which was slightly above average. The usual temperature range for August to October is 83 to 84 degrees, and the outlook calls for 70% probability of above normal temperatures. For August to October, there's a 50% chance for at least 30 heat wave days. Reporting for Radio K-Man News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. With a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
More than 300 prisoners in Afghanistan are reported to be still at large after an attack by Islamic State militants on a prison in Jalalabad. A spokesman for the governor of Nangarhar province said just over 1,000 prisoners had been recaptured. Thousands of children in parts of northern Germany have begun returning to school for the first time since March as coronavirus restrictions are relaxed. There's concern about protecting older or more vulnerable teachers from infection, so some classes may be taught remotely. The French pharmaceutical company Sanofi is being investigated for manslaughter in connection with the death of 4 babies whose mothers had taken one of its medicines while pregnant. Studies suggest that babies born to women who were given the drug to control epilepsy have a higher risk of deformities. Sanofi denies wrongdoing. Iraq's Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi has said security officers who humiliated a teenage boy would be prosecuted. Video on social media showed the youth naked and frightened as a group of officers cut his hair with a knife he'd been accused of stealing. Mr. Kadhimi said he would pay for the boy's education. In West Africa, a prominent Catholic bishop and a priest in Togo are reported to have been targeted by spyware on their mobile phones, the first known cases that involve members of the clergy. An investigation by French and British newspapers revealed that Bishop Benoît Alouanou and 5 other critics of the Togolese government were alerted by WhatsApp that they were being spied on. The report said the surveillance used malware made by Israel's NSO group. Mumbai has become the first Indian city to turn the little green men on illuminated pedestrian crossings into little green women. Officials said the decision to change the traffic light figures was taken to promote gender equality and reflected the inclusive character of the city.
That'll take us out of Radio K-Man's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.